BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
.88 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. It is Wednesday. It is hump day. It is raining outside. The streets are wet out there this morning. 69 degrees if you're on your way out the house. Today's high is going to be right below 80. Between 78 and 80 degrees, depending on your neighborhood. We got cloud cover that is going to keep the temperature down. But watch out for these pop-up showers that in and around the area. Rain already started in some parts of the city this morning. It's going to be on and off throughout the day. But other than that, it should be a great drive this morning. Sit back, buckle your seatbelt, and listen to the Madhouse. Because that's what we're doing. It's Wednesday. It's a hump day. And it is a Working Woman Wednesday inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And in the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces. And this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What up with y'all? What's your night last night, baby?
Night was good. What did I do last night? Nothing particular. Hung out with my girls. That's about it. Yeah. It's been a little family quality time with my girls. That's about it.
That's what it do.
Yeah.
I'm so in the mad. I was living this morning. Y'all said, what's up to comedian Burby?
Hey, Larry.
What up?
Hey, Jess.
Hey, Burby. Oh, Lord. Never mind.
What?
Go ahead. Just go.
What? Ask me what day it is, Larry.
No, I will not.
Ask me what day it is.
So how was your night last night, big
dog? It's my favorite day of the week, Larry.
How was your night last night, big dog?
You know what today is? Hey, ladies! Oh, yeah! It's Working Woman Wednesday, yeet!
I like Big Les's rendition.
You gotta say the yeet at the end.
I like Big Les's rendition.
All right, good morning,
hey, guys!
Big Les killed it when he did it.
It's the middle of the week!
Yep. Show them.
It's one day closer to friggity Friday.
How was your weekend? I mean, how was your night last night, dog?
It was cool. I ain't really do nothing. I went home because my daughters played hooky.
No, they didn't go to school.
No, they didn't.
All of them? All three of them?
Two of them. The youngest one went to school. And the oldest two, they weren't feeling well yesterday. So I took them to the doctor. And that's about it.
Oh, look at daddy burping. She better be playing daddy. Yes, she is.
I don't like that. When I get off work, I'm used to nobody being home.
That is the greatest feeling on earth.
Absolutely nobody in my house when I get off.
On earth. That is the greatest feeling on earth.
And to come home to two kids, two sick kids.
There you go, man. Be a good daddy. Shout out to Burpee the Daddy. last night, man, I attended this big radio ready music conference that went down at Audio Box Studio, man. It was off the chain. Shout out to Rachel Jackson, an A&R for Rock Nation who lives in Atlanta, who signs a lot of talent. Shout out to Zaytoven and his camp. They was in the building. It was dope, man. A lot of Charlotte talent came out last night and did their thing. I met a lot of new artists, too. So real big. Shout out to my girl Cammie from Simply Successful ENT. She put that together, her and her team. And shout out to Mike over there at Audio Box Studios for allowing us to come in and invade. And, of course, you know, Three shut it down. Ty Stat shut it down. My man Bankroll Ziggy. And, you know, your boy, Prince Devon, the 14-year-old sensation, told me to tell y'all what's up. He came through late. They called him, and he came through and shut it down. Jay Hines was in the building. It was pretty good. Rise Rashid, a.k.a. the Carolina Nipsey Hussle. He came through and did his thing as well. So it was really dope. So, Cammie, keep up the good work. And everybody who came out, man, shout out to y'all. And I'll see y'all next month because it's going to be a once-a-month thing. So see y'all next month at the Radio Ready Conference at Audio Box Studio. It's crazy. Shout out to Gossip Viv, too. She was in the building as well. So shout out to her. She told me to tell y'all what's up.
Hey, Viv.
Yeah, she said what's up. She was like, what's up, man? So shout out to her. All right, man, so let's get the show started this morning. You know how we do it. Hey, we got them tickets for you to check out Erykah Badu and your boys, Goody Mob. That's going to be going down October the 4th in the Bojangles Coliseum. We got them tickets coming up for you at 724 inside your nosy neighbor news, so be on the lookout for those. We got tickets for the 935 reunion, the party that's going to shut the city down this Saturday night. Whoa, boy, listen. I've been, everybody in the world done hit me up about this party. All I'm going to say is get your outfits ready, get your camera phones ready, and you never know who going to slide in the building. It's about to be crazy Saturday night at World Nightclub. Myself, Mr. Incognito, we shutting the city down. Shout out to Adolf Arshava. It's not 3-5 reunion party. It's about to be like that. About to be like that. So we got tickets for that this morning, as well as tickets for you to check out $2 Fridays at the White House with myself and DJ Butterfingers. All right, let's get it started with your inspiration power word of the morning, and it belongs to Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. This is Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. In his famous parable of the talent.
Another little bit later, morning man, out of Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B man Wale Jeremiah on chill. 6:07, 7 minutes out to 6 o'clock. How today is gonna be right near 78, 69 degrees right now, and you know what time it is.
It's time for the Madhouse question of the day using the hashtag MHQOTD. Today we want to know, Felicity Huffman. She was caught up in the big college scandal. She got sentenced to 14 days in jail for paying for her daughter to get accepted into college, pretty much. Cheating on the SATs, falsifying on the her college applications. And people are comparing that to the young lady, Tanya McDowell, who was sentenced to 5 years in prison for falsifying documents to get her son into a better school. They didn't live in the district. And, well, drugs played a part in her getting sentenced 5 years. But that's neither here nor there. So we want to know, Madhouse Nation, do you think these women were wrong for doing what they did for their children to get to better their education? For Felicity, for trying to get her daughter into college, cheating her way to get her daughter into college, and Tanya McDowell for falsifying her son's documents, her son's school district to get him into a better school. Do I think they were wrong? Yes. By letter of law, yes. Do I think they had good intentions? Yes. They just went about it the wrong way. But I don't know. I wouldn't do something that I know is illegal just to further my kids' education. So I would say yes, I think they're wrong.
I sort of look at them as two different situations, right? Mm-hmm. With Felicity Huffman, I think that she was wrong because she actually took a spot from somebody. She took a spot from somebody. You know, colleges have a certain amount of kids that they accept in a class, and she actually took a spot from someone. Mm-hmm. And so I think that that was wrong. Like you said, I understand parents wanting to do what's best for their child, and she had the opportunity to do that. So I get that. But I think it's wrong because she took an opportunity from someone. In the other case, this kid was trying to get into a better public school where they don't have those types of restrictions mm-hmm. or anything like that. So I don't too much see the problem in that because I don't feel like they took an opportunity. That mother took an opportunity from another kid. She just gave her child an opportunity. So I don't see that one as wrong. And I could see myself doing that one. That one is a lot more common. Mm. As a matter of fact, when I was in high school, I almost did that. I almost lied about my address and used my grandmother's address to go to a different school because I liked it better.
Right.
You know, so I do sort of see a difference in those two.
For me, you can't like one without liking the other. Right. So if you're gonna let one person lie, and whether it's public school, private school, whether it's college or not, then you gotta accept the other person that did it. So for me, both of them to me are trying to get their kids the best education possible. Now, should they have done it and should they have broken the law? No. But, you know what I mean, society places a high value on education, no matter whether it's public or whether it's a higher education of learning. As a parent, you want the best for your child. And I think both of these parents were out there trying to get the best for their child. So I don't think they was wrong. You know, and you got caught, so now you got to lay down and do the time for your child. But I don't think you're wrong for trying to do what's best for your child and get your child to a better place in life. That is what we are supposed to do as parents. So if some parents choose to, you know what I mean, lay down and do the time for their child, there it is. Would I do it? I don't know. But but I don't think they was wrong for trying to get their children a better education. How do we answer the Madhouse question of the day?
You can answer our Madhouse question of the day on our Instagram pages. Join in on the conversation. I'm at Hey Miss Jessica. He's at I Am No Limit Larry. And Burp is at I Am Burpee. Or you can always leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
We're going to play your comments back at 9:20 this morning, so make sure you go there right now, 704-227-8780. What's the question again, Burp?
The question is, do you think either of these women were wrong? Felicity Huffman and Tanya McDowell.
No limit, Larry!
No cap, no cap.
Here in the Queen City, it's time for your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Mac Miller's fortune has been totaled, and it looks like he left behind a nice little penny for his family and friends. The late rapper left around $11 million, and that includes some jewelry and some other high-end items that's going to be divvied up between his loved ones. Mac Miller's family will get over $5 million in cash and brokered accounts. Miller was just 26 years old when he passed away last year. So that is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Tell that.
Let's get into this music from the baby is Suge here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
Play if you want, let's do it. I'm a young CEO, sure.
Yeah. Another Larry the Morning Madhouse Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. Don't forget to hit our Madhouse question of the day. Hashtag MHQOTD. That's right. Hashtag MHQOTD. The Madhouse question of the day. Make sure you go on and answer that thing. And what is it today, Burp?
The question is, do you think these parents were wrong? Felicity Huffman for the college cheating scandal and Tanya McDowell for lying about where she lived in order to send her six-year-old son to a better school.
All right. And you can answer on our Instagram pages at I Am No Limit Larry.
At Hey Miss Jessica.
And at I Am Burpee, B-U-R-P-I-E.
You can definitely slide in our DMs, or you can definitely leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. We play your comments back at 9:20. And coming up, it is a Working Woman Wednesday. Today, ladies, we're talking about Fantasia. Fantasia went on another morning show and shut it down with her comments. What did she have to say? We're going to tell y'all up next, ladies. It's Pod 88.
No limit.
Fantasia right there. It's Nola Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Ladies, get by your radio right now and come on and call in, because it's about to go down. It's Working Woman Wednesday, and we're talking about Fantasia. All
right. To my working ladies. It's B-Town, baby. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. We'd like to shout out the ladies and the single moms. Now your efforts don't go unnoticed. Without your baby, we hopeless. Keep doing you in spite of remain focused.
To the beauties of Queen City, guest only, your rock killing. I'm working up at the Sprinter. You doing it independently. Duke Power, her Mecklenburg County school teaching. And stay under the radar, overachieving.
She been on the grind, working all week.
MVP, baby.
You the real MVP. You can have it. Cause you work hard, you got your own loot.
Everybody knows she working and she grind. Working and she grinding. Everybody knows she out working and she grinding. Working and she grind. Working and she grinding.
Y'all know what time it is inside. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. 69 degrees, 78 degrees is your high for the day. Rain in the forecast this morning. Clearing up is going to be on and off all day, but it is a Working Woman Wednesday. Ladies, Fantasia shut down the radio yesterday as she was on The Breakfast Club, and she was talking about, you know, ladies submitting to their man and, you know, how tradition is versus to what we have going on now. So after you hear these comments, ladies, we want to know. Do y'all agree or disagree with what Miss Fantasia had to say? Check it out right now.
What does that mean? You can't be a leader? Because a lot of women look at like, no, you know, I can lead in my household. I can do this in my household. What does that mean?
That's not how it's supposed to be. And that's why we bump heads. And I feel like it's a generational thing. And we could talk. We can go real deep on that. And I don't need to start that. But it's a generational curse. Mm-hmm. And how society have placed our men. Mm-hmm. And women have to stand up and be the mother and the father and the provider. And so then now you are so bad, you so you can't be told nothing, that when the right man come, you lose him because you're trying to be the man. I was gonna say, yeah,
right,
man. Mm-hmm.
Can we be equal?
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm. Well, see, at the end of the day, I'm the neck, my man's the head. So he can't make any moves without his wife. You know what I mean? It all works together. But you can't be the head of the house. You got to let the man be the head of the house. But it's a generational thing, and it's what we've been taught. Stand up, be strong, be the, you know what I mean? And a dude come, and you, everything about you is like a man.
Mm. All right, ladies, come on. 570-WPET. You agree, you disagree with Miss Fantasia. What you got on this one right here, Miss Jessica? We're going to start with you.
I can agree. Here's the thing, right? I think that there are some men that are out here that think that just because they have a penis that they get the title of a leader. And that's not it. You have to be able to lead. You have to be a leader. And so you don't get that title just because you are a man. How are you leading this household? What are you doing in your leadership role? You know, nowadays back in the day, there was a time when, you know, the woman would stay at home and take care of the house and take care of the kids and things like that. And the husband would go out, the man would go out and do, you know, bring home the money. But now time is different. Time is different. Women are out there and they're going out there and they're bringing home the money too, to also support that household. I'm never in my household going to diminish my man in his manhood. I think that there has to be a good balance. And like she said, you know, there, we are equal. I think that there has to be a good balance in there. But I have no problem letting my man lead the household if he is going to ultimately be a good leader all the way around. I have no problem with that.
And, you know, it's funny because I was having this conversation with a female the other day near the beauty shop. And she said that absolutely that the man should be the provider. And she had no problem. She says, I don't want to go out and try to make all the money. I don't want to go out and be the provider. This is absolutely his job. This is the way life was supposed to be set up. And I was actually shocked by her comments.
Wow.
I was actually shocked by our comments because, you know, you hear these days where so many women feel like, or so many women say, I'm independent. I don't need no man for nothing. And this female was speaking to the point that I've never been one of those females. She said, I really feel like, you know, I was raised on tradition where the man goes out and his sole job is to provide for me, my family, and for these kids. And I was like, you know what?
I don't know if I would ever raise my daughter in that manner.
But that's what she said.
And the reason why I wouldn't is because I am now giving that man too much power over me. What if that man at one point is like, yeah, I don't want to do this anymore and walks away from it? Now what am I supposed to do? You always have to be prepared as a woman, and you always have to be able to fend for yourself and manage on your own. So I don't think that I would raise my daughter to have the mentality of I want my man to do everything for me, and I want my man to be able to provide for me and things like that. I want my daughter to be strong enough to be able to provide for herself, but respect the man that she is with in that role if he is going to be the leader.
Right.
She needs to be able to recognize that there are leadership qualities in that man, trust him enough to be able to lead, but if he decides to walk, she is good enough to stand on her
right.
own.
Right, and I don't think that's what she was saying. She was not saying that, like, you don't do anything. She was saying that she doesn't want to be the person that has to be the backbone. She has no problem
with making
him.
The decisions
right.
for
and
the
she
family.
She said she has no problem with him being the backbone. Right. She has a job, but she said, you know, everything that she has is for her, but his job is to provide and to make sure that they're good.
Okay. That's what I agree with. That's I think from what I get from what Fantasia was saying, I agree that there are roles.
Right.
There are roles. A man has a certain role in the house. A woman has a certain role in not even the house, the family. So I'll get more of my answer when we come back.
The only hip hop morning show is
No Limit Larry.
Get up,
ladies. I woke up like this.
Today is for the ladies.
I woke up like this.
It's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98. Shauna's plug for new hip hop and R&B.
Another Blair the Morning Madhouse and ladies, we're talking to y'all about what Fantasia had to say when she talked about submitting and being a leader to a man.
What does that mean? You can't be a leader? Because a lot of women look at that like, no, you know, I can lead in my household. I can do this in my household. What does that mean?
That's not how it's supposed to be. And that's why we bump heads. And I feel like it's a generational thing. And we could talk, we can go real deep on that, and I don't need to start that, but it's a generational curse and how society have placed our men and women have to stand up and be the mother and the father and the provider. And so then now you are so bad, you can't be told nothing, that when the right man come, you lose him because you're trying to be the man. I was going to say,
right.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Can we be equal?
Oh, of course. Because at the end of the day, I'm the neck, my man's the head. So he can't make any moves without his wife. You know what I mean? It all works together. But you can't be the head of the house. You got to let the man be the head of the house. But it's a generational thing, and it's what we've been taught. Stand up, be strong, be the, you know what I mean? And a dude come, and you, everything about you is like a man.
Let's talk about it, ladies. What y'all thought about that? Y'all agree or disagree with Fantasia?
Hi, good morning. First off, I want to say good morning to everybody, and today is my birthday.
Happy birthday, and good morning.
Thanks, guys. Okay, so I definitely do agree with what Fantasia said, and everything was just said as well, just because every man is not meant to lead. Like, you know, some of these men is on the down low. Don't be leading them the wrong way.
Why you got to go all the way to down low, though?
You can lead another man.
Because there's too many on the down low. If you want to be with a man, be with a man. Don't come being with a woman trying to start a family. That's all I'm saying. Okay, but as women, I do think that when we hear the word submissive, like it just puts something in our mind.
Right.
We can't look at it like that. Because being submissive don't mean give up everything that you are. It just means that you're recognizing that this person is the head. And if they're leading you in the correct direction, you have to be able to follow. I agree with what Jessica said, because you have to raise your daughter to know that she can be independent. People take that Neo song way too far. He's saying, when you're a single woman, I need to know you can take care of yourself and that you're not just trying to get my money. That's basically all he's saying. And people take independent as, oh, I can do this myself, do that myself. There's a lot of stuff I can't do myself. Luckily, I got a son that can open up jars for me and fix stuff around the house. Because there's certain stuff I can't do. So I think we just have to recognize that as women, that you do have to allow that man to lead if he's leading you in the right direction.
Great comment this morning. Appreciate you, and happy birthday again. Power 98, good morning.
Okay, so I agree. Ideally, that's how it should be. You know, you want your man to head the household, but in this day and age, just as a single mom, being that independent and that headstrong is a learned behavior, because for so long, you don't have no choice but to be that. And to completely trust a man to come in and head your household, he got to make you feel that secure that he can run the household that you've been leading for so long and that y'all won't fall. So I think in dating, men should take that into consideration, and that needs to be a compromise and something that got to be, you know, equal all the way around.
All right, thank you for your comment this morning. Appreciate you. Ladies, they talking this morning. Do you agree with what Miss Fantasia had to say about being submissive and being a leader in the household? Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all doing this morning? I just wanted to say that I absolutely 100% agree with Miss Fantasia. And the reason why I do agree with her, not saying that I'm a weak-minded woman. I'm a very strong woman. But at the end of the day, you know what I mean? My fiance is more than great father to my daughter, a great provider, you know what I mean? He tells me, you know what I mean, you can go out here and work if you want to, but still at the end of the day, he come home and make everything happen. So not saying that I'm a weak-minded woman, but he has that strong.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I will get out here and make it happen. But if it ever came to the point that I didn't have him, I still know how to get out here and provide for me and my daughter.
I'm going to need your fiance to provide you a new phone because it sounds like trash. Working Woman Wednesday, ladies, get your comments in. 570-WPEG. Do you agree or disagree with what Miss Fantasia had to say?
This is WPEG. Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill. At home of No Limit Larry. And the day is for the ladies.
I woke up like this.
It's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
You know we love our ladies here in the Queen City. Working Women Wednesday. Shout out to all my ladies going to Novant Healthcare today. All my ladies doing that healthcare, whether it's in-home healthcare or you just, you know, going to the hospital to take care of them patients. Appreciate y'all this morning. Today's Morning Madhouse Working Women Wednesday question. Fantasia, drop some gems. Mims on the radio when she said, you know, women, y'all need to fall back a little bit. Let the man be the leader of the household. Let him be the head of the household. You agree or disagree with what Fantasia had to say?
All right. Well, my name's Brianna. I'm 28 years old, and I definitely agree with Fantasia. I've been married 2 times, and I understand where she's coming from when she say that we don't submit to our men. There are men out there who are not those who are leaders or taking care of their household as men. So sometimes as women, we have to step up and be the man and the woman. And now I'm in the case where I have a boyfriend who wants to be the man all the way, and it's where I have a problem now where I'm trying to submit. And that's something I have to learn to do because I haven't been with the men who are doing what they were supposed to do to be a leader in my household. So it just all depends on the situation. It doesn't mean he has to run everything because a relationship is 50-50. But at the end of the day, this is my man, and what he decides is going to be pretty much what we're going to do. So it is something that we have to work on, ladies.
I got a question. Why you keep choosing the wrong man, though?
No, it's not choosing the wrong man. I got married the first time when I was 17 years old, the second time when I was 23. And the guys I married were older than me, so it was a little bit more on my part where I was sold a lot of dreams that didn't come true.
But you still chose the wrong man.
My boyfriend now is younger than me, but he's doing way more than what any of those men could ever be. He's more of a man than those men were, and they married. So, again, it just all depends on what you're taught. And, again, I seen my mom be the man, the woman, and everything. So when I grew up, my mindset was on being my man, my everything. You see what I'm saying? Now, when you're put in a position where you have more and somebody's willing to do everything that they're supposed to do, then you have to submit.
All right. No Limit Larry in the morning, Madhouse. All right. We got to let y'all shine. You know how we do it. Your kid's doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy. 570-WPEG. And if you didn't get your comment in on this, you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Lizzo, the baby, Truth Hurts, is Power 98, Charlotte's Blue.
Why are men great till they gotta be great?
Huh? Little Larry, the morning madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 7:09, 9 minutes after 7 o'clock. High today in the Queen City. It's gonna be right near 79, 68 degrees on your way out the house right now. And of course, we're gonna let y'all shine. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Oh, yeah.
Get your shine on. Get your shine.
All right, all right, all right. Let go do it, man. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you got somebody you want to let shine?
Yeah, I want to shout out to my daughter, Jayla Richardson. Today is her 12th birthday. And shout out to her daddy.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
Power 98.
Good. Good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
I want to shout out to my dad, Mike Sanders, who works for Butler.
All right.
You got to say it. You got to say it. You know how you got to say it, right?
Shout out to my daddy.
There you go.
I love what the kids do, man. I love what the kids do.
Power 98, good morning. You want to let somebody shine?
Oh, let me push the button.
Oh, my bad.
Sorry.
You want to let somebody shine?
Yes. I want to shout out all the single mothers that's working full-time jobs and going to school full-time. Those long days and those sleepless nights will pay off, baby.
I know that's right. They will pay off. Blah, 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 blah. Blah.
Don't be rude. It's working woman wins, Larry.
Shout out to all the working ladies.
Shout out to all the working women. Power 98, good morning. You letting somebody shine?
Yes, I am. Shout out to my dad for beating his chemo and getting through his cancer.
No doubt, man. Shout out to everybody out there fighting that cancer, man. It's a tough battle.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
Power 98, good morning. Who's trying to let shine?
Shout out to my daddy.
Everybody shout their dad out today. What's your daddy name? Hello?
What's your daddy name?
He don't know. He don't
listening
need
on the radio. Gotta turn your radio down.
Shout out to that person's father.
Whoever you are. I want to send another big shout out to Cammy from Simply Successful ENT. Had the big Radio Ready night last night at Audio Box Studios, man. Big, big shout out to Mike at Audio Box Studios. Johnny Badass was in the building. Shout out to Tiffany. Shout out to Three. Shout out to my man Bankroll Ziggy. Shout out to Ty Stats. Everybody who was in the building. It was crazy in there last night. I'm letting all the artists who came through shine, big dog.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
Your chance to get them tickets to check out Erykah Badu on the way at 724. Big ball.
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It is 721 here in the Queen City. Coming up, I've got your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
That's right. We're going to be talking about Dave East. He is in some trouble. What's going on with R. Kelly and his fans? Got details about that. And there is a movie that is about to get another remake. And Tekashi 6ix9ine back in court. Well, in court for his first day on the stand. Got details about that and what he said in the courtroom. But like I said, Dave East is in some trouble. What happened with Dave East?
Dave East got into a fight at a bar in New York because somebody stepped on his Jordans.
Okay, let me be a little bit more specific.
Very specifically.
Dave East was in Vegas and got into some trouble.
Oh.
Yeah, he was in the bar and somebody stepped on his Jordans. You know, Dave East a tall dude. You mean he just can't be bumping into Dave East like that.
Okay.
Son, don't be stepping on my Jordans, son.
He got in trouble with his girl because he bought some of that Vegas Poontang Pie.
All right. Find out what happened with Dave East right after this. Megan Thee Stallion cash hits here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie. Tell that.
Real high girl.
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? This is Ms. Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Wednesday, September 18th, being brought to you by the Power 98 Birthday Club. Are you a member of Power 98's email club? Well, if not, go to power98fm.com and sign up now. On your birthday, we want to celebrate and send you some great offers from our amazing friends like Fun Day Party Rentals. Happy birthday in advance from Charlotte's Plug at power98fm.com. Tekashi 6ix9ine completed his first day on the stand in federal court where he testified against former fellow gang members. He spent about 2 hours on the stand, and word is the courtroom was potentially filled with current and former gang members. He identified two men that are on trial and talked about the video shoot for his song Gummo. He says that at that video shoot, that's where he met a lot of the gang members, including Shotty, who later became his manager. He also claimed that Trippie Redd is a gang member, but from a rival gang. Tekashi testified that he never had to go through an initiation. They only wanted him to finance certain things through his music. Tekashi was facing a minimum of 47 years in prison after being busted by the feds on racketeering charges, but he cut a deal in return for his full cooperation. Dave East is in some trouble. The rapper is facing a battery charge after a threesome didn't go as he planned. Look at you, Bert.
I was close.
Look at
I was
you, Bert.
Close.
You were actually pretty close. According to Dave, he was in his Las Vegas hotel room with two women when one of them got jealous because she thought he was paying the other girl more attention. So she threw a bottle of champagne at him. Now, the woman in the situation says that Dave got mad at her during the act and punched her multiple times. Both parties were cited for a misdemeanor battery, but no one was arrested. Dave and the women were both treated at separate hospitals. Remember Valencia Love? Well, she's the woman who paid R. Kelly's $100,000 bond back in February. Well, she wants her money back now that the singer has been indicted, but it looks like that won't be happening. A judge ruled that Love wouldn't receive the money back, and the future reimbursement doesn't look good either. Love received a lot of backlash for posting R. Kelly's bond on 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse. It is the season of remakes, and it looks like Issa Rae wants to join in on the fun. Word is she is working on a remake of the classic Set It Off. Issa will produce and has plans on starring in the film. Happy birthday to Jada Pinkett Smith, Angela Simmons, Tawanda Braxton, Aisha Tyler, and Ricky Bell. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
What you say? Get snatched up. Get snatched up. 598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. No Living Larry in the Morning Madhouse. City Girls right there got you acting up, and you already know what time it is. It is time to hit the hashtag. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am No Living Larry. But before we get to that, you got to hit our other hashtag. Hashtag MHQOTD, the Madhouse question of the day. And the Madhouse question of the day is, you already know how we do it, man. Each and every morning we drop it at 6:05. Your Madhouse question of the day is, this morning we're talking about the two ladies who were involved in some education scandals. So the question of the day is what, Burp?
Question of the day is, do you think these women were wrong? Felicity Huffman for the college cheating scandal, and Tanya McDowell, she was sentenced to 5 years in prison for changing her address so that her 6-year-old son could have a better education.
All right, so go to our Instagram pages. You can slide in our DMs, or you can always hit us on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. We play your responses back at 920. All right, today's Larry Mad is being brought to you by Friday Night Lights. You can join us this Friday. We're going to be headed over to West Charlotte as West Charlotte takes on Philippo Berry, and it's all being brought to you by Steakums. Come out and see your boy, No Limit Larry, and the Power 98 squad as the Cardinals take on the Lions at 7 o'clock this Friday at West Charlotte. Dub C,
you know.
You already know we in the building. And today, Larry, I got a simple mad this morning. You know, all these fast food restaurants have been talking about going on health kicks and, you know, trying to make it more healthier for folks. And then all of a sudden, you know, everybody's in the chicken sandwich game ever since Popeyes shut down the chicken sandwich game. But now all of a sudden, here comes Kentucky Fried Chicken. Oh, Lord. You know, they was once the leaders in chicken. But now, you know, since this chicken sandwich game has taken off, they decided to put a twist. Just when you thought it was over, just when you thought Popeyes had slayed the chicken sandwich game, here come Kentucky Fried Chicken with their chicken sandwich with a twist. Kentucky Fried Chicken is introducing a brand new chicken sandwich with a donut.
What?
With a donut bun. You can get a donut bun on the top and the bottom with the chicken sandwich in the middle. And I'm going to blame this on my boy up in Greensboro, B-Dot. Because you know B-Dot, he's got the whole getting fat with B-Dot where he go to different restaurants and he make different type of sweet sandwiches and stuff like that.
Yeah.
This B-Dot fault. They done stole B-Dot idea. They owe B-Dot 85% for this idea. But I'm saying, Kentucky Fried Chicken, I'm mad at y'all. How y'all going to put a donut and a chicken sandwich together? Knowing we love donuts. Knowing we love chicken. Oh, they trying to come in, smash, grab, and kill the chicken game. Donuts and chicken? Kentucky Fried Chicken, you is something else. You going to have me 375 pounds. Messing with y'all. A donut and a chicken sandwich together? Whew, we're going to see how this one do. Hit the hashtag. See what else I've been mad at. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry. Coming up, Incognito is live in the kitchen. And we got your money word at 8 o'clock. Your chance to win $1,000 in cold hard cash.
No Limit Larry.
Counting carbs. 55.
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, live in the kitchen mix, Incognito live in the kitchen. Miss Jessica's on the way with your Nosy Neighbor News, quickie right around 8:20. And right about now, it's time to get Burpee's thoughts.
Larry, cut that music off. Cut that music off and turn my music on, Larry. It's Worship Wednesday. And today's word is being brought to you by, first of all, Hardee's. Making breakfast simple with their new 2-3 More menu. Tasty breakfast for $2, $3, or $4. Now breakfast is the easiest part of your day. And it's also being brought to you by me. They call me Pastor Real. Why, Shark?
Because you keep it
100. 100. And today's word, Larry, is based off of stability. Mm. I say, somebody say stability.
Stability.
Now somebody say stable.
Stable.
Like Megan's knees. There you go. Say stable, Larry.
Stable.
Like Megan's knees.
Like Megan's knees.
Okay, because sometimes things fall off. Mm-hmm. You got to have that foundation. You got to be a strong rock in order for something to hold on. Because if you don't hold on, then you are going to fall off. Therefore, if you fall off, you are not what, Larry? Stable like Megan's knees. Megan the Stallion has the best knees in the game. Ain't no other knee like a Megan knee. Megan's knee. Have you seen Megan with her knees? I saw Megan twerking in slides, Larry, with her knees at a perfect perpendicular angle. That is a strong foundation. Somebody say stable.
Stable.
Like Megan's knees.
Like Megan's knees.
Preach, preacher.
You got to hold on. You got to have that foundation. That's like having money in your account. Sometimes you got to have money for a rainy day, Larry, Jessica, Shaw. You got to have money for a rainy day. Because if you don't have money on that rainy day, guess what's going to happen? Your bank account is going to fall off. Therefore, if it falls off, it's not what? Stable like Megan's knees.
Preacher?
Somebody, they don't hear what I'm saying today, Jessica.
I hear you, big dog.
It was a hot girl summer.
Yep, it's over.
Now, some of y'all need to understand what level your knees are on. Some of y'all don't have Megan's knees. Some of y'all got Bertha's knees.
Not Bertha.
Bertha don't even bend no more because her knees, she done had 3 replacements. But I want stability, Larry. I want my relationship with God, my relationship with my wife, my relationship with my kids to be what? Stable like Megan's knees. The doors of the church are now open.
And those from every thought. Think about it!
What you thought?
The 2019 Breakaway Music Festival on October 4th and 5th featuring Future.
Big dog status, it ain't no secret.
Lil Baby.
Drink too hard, don't stand too close, you gon' come out and drown.
Boogie and more.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap. No cap.
8:22 here in the Queen City. Mariah Carey, she has already obtained legendary status in the music industry. Her album sales and tours have earned her $520 million. That's net worth. She is the third best-selling female artist in the United States, and she is still working. She just premiered her brand new song. It's actually going to be the theme song for ABC's upcoming show, Mixed-ish, which is a spinoff of Black Dish. And Mixed Dish is going to premiere on Tuesday, September 24th at 9 p.m. on ABC. Want to hear a snippet of it? I have it up on my Insta story at Hey Miss Jessica. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I
want
to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie, tell that.
Let's get into this music from Chris Brown. It's Privacy here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
We got issues too. You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can figure myself. I call my family to give me some help.
Y'all know how we do this. A week Family Wednesday inside the Madhouse being brought to you by the 935 Reunion. Going down this Saturday. It's going to be live. It's going to be lit at World Nightclub. I'm in the building. Mr. Incognito in the building this Saturday at 900 NC Music Factory Boulevard, the 935 Reunion. Being brought to you by Power 98 and being brought to you by 805 Shopper. All right. Week Family Wednesday. And I told y'all, we started this whole segment because sometimes we in the Madhouse, we have family issues. We have dysfunctional families. We in the Madhouse, we're a dysfunctional family. So sometimes we need y'all help. All right, so today, it's on me, baby. So this is what happened.
Everybody had a day.
So this is what happened. So I loaned my mother my truck. I got a Chevy Tahoe. I loaned her my Tahoe to go on a trip. She was supposed to be gone 3 days. She ended up being gone 6 days total. She drove it down to Florida. I told her before she left, I said, the truck, the brakes ain't that good on the truck. I might need to get a pass. I'm going to take it anyway. I'm good. She gets to Florida, right? She says my truck needed an oil change.
instead of taking it to a Chevy dealership where I take all my vehicles, I take them to the dealership to get the repairs done. She takes it to all places, Walmart. The Walmart Mechanic Repair Center. They repair it. They actually end up messing up my truck. So she actually, they broke some pieces on the truck. She had to end up paying to get it out. And, you know, we had to fight. We ended up filing a claim against Walmart. So for her reimbursement, they were just in a check. But the check is coming in my name because it's my vehicle. It is my truck, my vehicle, and my vehicle that was messed up. She was reimbursed through Walmart. I had to do the claim. I had to fill out the paperwork because it's my truck. It's in my name. So they send the check. So I told her, I said, you know, since you kept my truck extra day and I still had to go ahead and get my brakes fixed, that I'm going to take some of the check. So the check came. I took what I said I was going to take out the check. She felt like I shouldn't have took nothing out the check. But I said, I still had to get my brakes fixed. It was my truck that was messed up. And I was the one who was inconvenienced. She felt like, no, I need the whole thing. Well, I took my part out and gave the rest away. So that's where we at with it. She says, I'm petty. I'm petty because I don't need no money. I'm petty because I don't need no money. And I shouldn't have took no money out the check. So Madhouse Nation, what do y'all feel? Am I being petty? Or am I in the right?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
570-WPEG. It's real life. It's real life situations that happen in my family, Burp.
Now there.
Huh? I'll get your comments when we come back.
Okay.
570-WPEG. Madhouse, thanks for chiming in.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
We got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can figure myself. I call my family to give me some help. Yeah, the struggle is real.
We tell real life stories here in the Madhouse. Today, We Family Wins is about me, No Limit Larry. So what happened was, paraphrase the story. My mom used my truck. She took it down to Florida for a vacation. She was supposed to have it 3 days. Ended up with it 6 days. Said that she felt like the truck needed an oil change while she was on vacation. She took it to Walmart. Walmart messed my truck up. They ended up having to pay us for messing up the truck. They sent the check. The check was in my name. So I told her that I'm going to take out my portion because I felt like, you know, they messed my truck up. And you should, number one, they messed my truck up. It's my truck. You shouldn't have took it to Walmart. And that I already needed to get the brakes fixed. And I still had to do that after everything. So I just took out my portion that I felt like I needed to have. To pay for my brakes being fixed. Y'all think I'm being petty, or y'all think I was right for taking out my portion of the money when the check came? Good morning.
Hey, yeah, I'm calling about if you're being petty about the money.
Yeah.
If it was not your mother, I would absolutely say, yes, that is yours, period. That's it. No option. However, when you said it's your mama, yeah, I've listened to you forever. I'm 51 years old. I'm from North Carolina, so you know I've been listening forever.
Yes, ma'am.
To the whole everything, everything.
Yes, ma'am.
I know that your mama took care of you. I'm almost positive that she probably went to bed with a few nibbles while y'all ate real good many times throughout your life.
Okay.
You should have gave her the whole check, only because it's your mama.
Just because it's my mama.
Just because it's your mama.
Wrong answer.
And I'm going to tell you why.
Okay, I'm listening.
Because you are doing very well. You've done well with yourself.
She is too, though. She make more money than me.
I don't care. That is your mama. It's your mama.
Okay.
It's your mama. If it was anybody else, you better give me my money. Every single nickel of it. Actually, I probably would have took the whole check because you shouldn't have took my car to Walmart in the first place.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You are right on every level. Every level. You are right. But when you threw mama, I had to back it on down. Back it on down.
Nope.
Back it on down.
Nope. You know what? I don't even want to go to phone lines no more. I'm sick of y'all. I'm sick.
We're going to listen to what they got to say.
All right, good morning.
You know you petty.
Why am I petty? You got to tell me why. You can't just say that.
That's mom. I wouldn't have even thought about that. I've been like, mom, the check came.
Y'all, my mama different though. Y'all don't understand. My mama different.
My mama different. I just still mom. So
let me tell you something. So my mom does a lot of different businesses, right? So like anything we need, she charge all her kids. Like she charges for that stuff. Like say I need her to fax some paperwork. She gonna charge me for that. So why should I collect my money when it's time for me to collect my money?
Wait, so you trying to say it running y'all blood?
It's running out. I got it from my mama.
It's in the family. Oh, yeah, so running the blood. Yeah, that's my daughter. I felt like it was petty. I was like, nah.
See what I'm saying? I don't want to talk to no more people.
No, it's small.
I know. You said you had a comment.
I have a question.
What's the question?
Now, Larry.
Did you actually
take the money because you was being paid? Answer the question, Larry.
I want to wait. Wait. What Jessica got to say? What you got, Jessica?
Larry, when you first started telling this story,
yes, ma'am.
You stated that you were inconvenienced.
Yes.
How were you inconvenienced?
Because I was supposed to get my truck back in 3 days instead of six, and I needed my truck to go do some things with.
Larry, you got 36 other cars
at your
house.
That's not the point.
Jessica, I promise I was about to say you got three to six more vehicles.
I needed my truck to go do something.
And you know damn well you was being petty.
I needed my truck.
Now answer the question, Larry. Huh? Did you take the money because you were being petty?
570-WPG.
Counting carbs?
You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can figure myself. I call my family to give me some help. Yeah, the struggle is real.
None of it, Larry. The Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. High today in the Queen City is going to be right near 78, 69 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies. Watch out for some rain, pop up showers in some spots. Other than that, should be a great day weather wise. Rain is going to be on and off, but it's going to clear out of here by the evening time. All right, we Family Wednesday today. It's on me, baby. Question about me and my mom. I let my mom borrow my truck. She took it down to Florida. She thought the truck needed an oil change, so she took it to Walmart. Messed the truck up. They had to end up sending us a claim check. Claim check came in my name. So I took my portion out of the claim check because my truck still needed further repairs. Was I being petty for taking my money out of the claim check and giving her the rest? Madhouse Nation, what y'all got?
Larry, now you know you should be shaming yourself.
Why should I be shaming myself? Huh?
No, sir. You can't nickel and dime your mama. I'm sure she done babysit, fed you.
How long do mamas get to use this? My mama ain't babysitting, fed me in over 40 years.
Oh, no. It carries over.
Oh, my God.
It carries over.
Ain't no statute of limitations on this?
No, that's your mama.
But y'all something.
That's your mama. And then how you put a percentage on talking about you got yours? Like, how you got yours?
I took out half of what it cost for me to get my brakes fixed. I think that's a fair subtraction.
You knew you needed your brakes fixed where you live.
But ain't
you
nobody
took
ain't
no, on the road in a death trap.
I told her don't take it, and I told her you should if you felt like my car needed an oil change, you should have called me and been like, you know, where do you take your car? You never take no car to no Walmart. I would never take my car to. Come on, man.
They don't even have mechanics back there working on cars.
I'm just saying, though. You should at least call me and been like, listen, you know what I mean? Or you could have just rented a car in the first place. You could have just rented a car. Damn. Good morning.
I do not think you was petty at all.
See, somebody with some sense. That's what I'm talking about.
Because wasn't that your truck?
It was my truck.
Okay. I don't think you was petty at all.
Thank you.
You was nice enough to let somebody drive.
Exactly. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Papa Dottie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Let me tell you, I am on your side. I don't know what these people are talking about.
Me neither.
I'm trying to figure out what you need the money for. It's my truck is broke.
Yeah, I should have took the whole check, shouldn't I?
Exactly. I don't know. You done good taking out your portion because I would have kept the whole check.
Thank you, baby.
Need to get brakes and stuff
in. Good morning.
And good morning, No Limit. This is Tina McIntyre. How are you?
Hey, Tina McIntyre.
Hi. Listen, No Limit, I'm with you on this one. I'm sorry.
Mama, no mama. She had no business taking your car to no Walmart. All that bread should have been yours. And she took it for 3 extra days. Oh, no.
Come on, man. And y'all be calling me. I knew somebody had some sense out here.
No. Mm-mm. She need to be paying you No Limit.
You know what? I'm going to call her right now and tell her that.
Do it. Let call your mama that. And put her on this radio.
I'm not. Power 98, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Hey, No Limit.
What's up, big bro?
This John, man. This John, you know where we came from. Now, on the technical side, no, you're not petty. You know what I'm saying? Because that is your car.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, that's Judy. You know what I'm saying? She done gave you something you can't never, ever repay her for. So, you know, let her have that money, man.
Okay. All right, John.
You got me on that.
I got you, though. Yeah, I know what it is.
Yeah. We family. So, you know what I'm saying? On the technical side, so the world will know, no, you're not petty because it is your car. You know what I'm saying?
I got you,
big
bro.
So, you know. All right, man.
Your mama's always using it. I'm your mama. How long they get to use that, Burp?
They don't.
How long they get to use that?
I agree with you. I don't think you're being petty. I don't care who it is.
Larry admitted that he was being petty.
I never said that. I never said I was being petty.
You did.
When did I say that?
When we were off there. I said I took the money just because I was being petty.
Did. I did say that?
You did.
I needed the money.
When you told him
my break.
He was being petty.
I agree. I don't care if it was. I can't stand the excuse that, but that's your mama. So what? Mamas can do wrong.
Mama can do wrong.
So no, I don't. I would have taken the whole check.
You ain't changed my diapers in 33 years. What do you mean? They use that forever.
I'm a whole grown man now.
Power 98. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, big dog?
Nothing much, man. Hey, I'm gonna tell you, you're not petty for the simple fact of if it was you driving mama's car and you do that exact same thing, not only are you gonna have to fix her car, but you're gonna hear about it till she die. Mm. Oh, you remember that time when I let you use my car? So all you mamas out there, we love y'all, but y'all tripping.
Yeah, listen.
And everybody who holler about you petty, hey man, get your money, because if it had been me, my mama already know. I gotta get the whole check because it's my car and I told you not to take it to begin with.
Hey, listen.
And she took it for more than 3 days?
Yes.
Come on, now you tripping.
My mama would have took, if this was me in the situation, my mama would have took the whole check and I wouldn't even heard about it. And wouldn't have been nothing I could do about it. She would have took the whole check. It wouldn't have been a portion. She would have took the whole entire check and found a reason to justify it. I guarantee you.
Exactly. And not just that, but you know what? Most of them people, they don't have no Tahoe, so they don't understand. Because I do.
All right, so I think I got a 50-50 on my card. I don't know what y'all got on y'all card, but I got a 50-50 with Madhouse Nation.
50-50?
Yeah, they said I wasn't better.
I think it was close. But I think more people said that you were being petty.
You know what? I don't like you.
You know who it seals the deal?
Who, us?
Larry, when he admitted that he was being petty.
I never said that. I don't remember saying that.
You did.
I don't remember saying that.
You was being petty. You know you were being petty.
I don't remember. No, Jessica, I need to get my brakes fixed. And my mom been shafting people for the last 33 years. Honestly, if it had been me, she'd have took the whole check. I know that for a fact. She'd have took the whole check and wouldn't have gave me $1. Not even a dollar. She wouldn't even bought me a Reese cup at the vending machine.
That's why you did it? That's why you took it back?
I mean, sometimes you got to get a taste
of
your own man.
Which is petty, Larry. That's petty.
No, actually, I did need it. I needed to half on my brakes to get my brakes fixed. Because it really wasn't half because the brakes cost more than what I took out, so. But if you got a family situation, you can send it to us. Madhouse Nation, you can send us your family situation. Madhouse with 2 D's at Gmail. MorningMadhouse with 2 D's at gmail.com. That's MorningMadhouse with 2 D's at gmail.com. And we'll put your situation out there like I just put mine out there. Appreciate y'all, Madhouse Nation. I don't care what y'all say. I wasn't being petty.
This is WPEG Concord.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? You know what time it is. Let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart? Power 98 WPEG. Good morning. Who is this?
Nykeria Burns.
What up, Nykeria Burns?
Nothing. Ready to play?
We're going
to
play Black Smart. We're going to give you 3 questions. If you can get 2 of the 3 questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need your hood black card, all right?
What?
I'm going to kick it off for you this morning. All right, you ready?
All right.
Lizzo has a song on the radio called Truth Hurts. In the song, she sings that she doesn't play tag. Why doesn't she play tag?
Because I've been that bitch.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. You got it. You got it. You got it. What you got, Miss Jessica?
Drake used to star on what popular teen show?
Degrassi.
Oh, yeah. She black smart. She is black smart in morning.
You win.
You got it right. And because you are Black Smart, we're going to put you in the building for the 935 reunion party going down this Saturday, September 21st at World Nightclub. No Limit Larry is going to be hosting. Incognito is going to be giving you some good-ass music. Tell everybody what station hooked you up with them tickets, baby.
Power 98.
No Limit Larry.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse going down in our DM, boy. You know you got to answer that hashtag MHQOTD, the Madhouse question of the day. What was it, Bourbon?
The question of the day was, do you think these women were wrong? Felicity Huffman for trying to sneak her kids into college, or the young woman, Tanya McDowell, who changed, lied about her address to get her six-year-old son into a better school?
All right, so someone slid in the DM, said, why sentence the Black woman for trying to better her son's future? Maybe she put him in a school that had less violence, better education, better sports teams. The punishment should be switched around for this one. Then someone else said, so I feel that Felicity Huffman was in the wrong more than Tanya McDowell. Felicity Huffman paid $15,000 for her daughter to get into a better college. Not everyone can do that. With Felicity paying off the SAT administrators that caused another child not to get into that college. So, yeah.
Bert? I don't have any comments.
Okay, thank you. I thought you had somebody slitting your DMs. All good. All right, well, you know they hit the voicemail up, 704-227-8780. Here's what Madhouse Nation had to say on the voicemail.
This is for the woman who went to jail to get her daughter into college. No, she not wrong. White people swindle their way in all these doors all the time, scheming, and don't get jail time. Hell, the other half don't even get certification. They just know the right people. So, leave her alone.
Good morning, Madhouse. I'm calling to answer your question about the two ladies who got sentenced for trying to get their child in different schools. I think that Felicia Huffman, her daughter was not up to par to even get into the school. So she had to pay to get her child into the actual college. And even in college, her grades were not up to par, and she had to take lower classes. That young lady's child was based on an issue that was not personally towards that child. You know, we all have said my cousin lived with me to get them in the district and the school.
This message is regarding the parents who have falsified information and documents to get their kids a better opportunity. I like to agree with Burpee. By the land of the law, or the law of the land, I should say, yes, they're wrong. But a better question is, how many parents wouldn't do that for their kids? How many parents would not try to give their kids a leg up in society?
Yeah, No Limit. I was listening to the radio, and I was calling back with a response to the question asked this morning. I disagree. One lady was wrong. One lady wasn't. One lady was wrong because her child and her family is rich, and they have been exposed to the best educations all their life. The other is fighting to make sure her kids get the education they need to better themselves in life. And the one that paid to get in college, she didn't do anything when she got to college but party the whole time. So I disagree wholeheartedly. Goodbye.
This is Mr. What the Hell and No Limit. Boy, you did wrong. First of all, I want to say, hey, Miss Judy, how you doing? Boy, that's your mom. She can keep that truck 6 days, 6 weeks, 6 months if she wants to. Nibbler, you got a haunted car. Hell, you got a car lot. You need to quit playing, No Limit. You damn wrong. Your mama paid for them repairs. That's her money. And your little black ass know you needed them brakes. You should have been got them brakes on that truck. No Limit. You don't give my boo the rest of her money. I'm like Cam Newton. I'm a know something.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
All right, Southside, y'all make sure y'all slide in our DMs. Every morning we got a Madhouse question of the morning at right around 6:05. Y'all crazy. Layton Green, Lil Baby, and City Girls, Leave Me Alone. Charlotte's Plug is Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.